Hey there, I'm Shay.
And I'm Jen. And this is We're Disappointed, the podcast where we talk about things that disappoint us.
For our first episode, we decided to talk about something near and dear to all our hearts, 2020, and how much of a shit show it's been so far. Here we are, October. When did lockdown start again? March?
Yeah, it was at the very end of March because I was supposed to do that in-person two-day meeting. And I got switched to virtual at the last second.
Right. And I guess it's not technically lockdown anymore. It's social distancing. Like, we're not really, like, trapped inside. You can go out as long as you're smart about it.
Yeah.
But it's still not normal life.
No, it's probably not going to be normal life for a really long time.
So what have you been doing to keep your sanity?
Well, I feel that it's been easier for me than perhaps other people because I've still had to work and a lot. I mean, yes, I'm at home, but like I don't have the oodles of free time that other people seem to have.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to put in my 8 hours a day. I still have an ass ton of projects. And so I keep myself busy for sure.
Right. But that also seems like that would lend itself to like burnout. Like you're home. And I know you specifically, like you're a very hard worker. And I feel like because you're home, like you have extra time because you're not traveling, like travel time to work. You're not going out for lunch. It's like, are you still taking, I mean, you weren't the best at taking breaks before for yourself during the work day, but are you like making it a priority now?
Not as well as I should, especially recently. Like I've really fallen off. Like I tried to do like a walk, like a decently long walk several times a week when it was cooler out.
Mm-hmm.
But since California is on fire and like a billion degrees, it's been significantly harder to get out and take breaks like that. Although next week, it's supposed to cool down a lot. I think it's going to be like officially the ushering in of fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fire should be going away and it'll be cooler out. And so I'm going to try to get back on that schedule of like really long walks several times a week.
And that's so weird to me that you have like essentially now a fire season.
Yeah, no, it's like I have started referring to it as our summer snow because it's just like the ash falling from the sky. Sometimes it looks like little flurries. It's really disgusting. And it's like I will go out to like take the garbage out or to check the mail or something like that. And like my lungs will burn.
Oh,
like
God.
I don't even have my mask on because like firstly, because I want to try to cut down the like fire particles I'm taking in, but
mm-hmm.
then like also like for COVID reasons, even so, like I'll get in and like my throat and lungs will be burning because the air quality is so incredibly bad.
That like sucks for like anybody with asthma out there. Like what the fuck, like what are they doing?
Oh, I know, like we had our another two-day virtual meeting with the same group that we had it in March. We had it in August, and that was like fires were pretty bad then too. And like there is this one woman, she eventually just had to log off because it was like too bad and she was like coughing and wheezing too much. Yeah, it's like, and like you go, there's like an air quality website you can go on, and like yeah, it's like for the past like several weeks we've been in the second to last category. Like it's in like the really unhealthy range right below the hazardous range, which is like, oh, you're all just gonna die.
Wow, that's so bad. That's so, I mean...
But like, I mean, we still didn't have it as bad as other people because like you could see on the map there were plenty of places where it was in the hazardous range, and so it was just like really bad there.
I can't imagine. Like, I don't know, all we got on the East Coast is just crime. Since I live in, what they call it, an anarchist zone.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, honestly. Like, I want to be able to say that I live in an anarchist zone.
Yeah, right. Well, it doesn't mean anything to me personally because where I'm at, nothing has changed from where I can see. But to be fair, like I have not gone out really. Like we had the renovations like a couple months ago, and that's like the most I've gone out in like the last 6 months, and I hate it because it's like obviously I don't want to stay inside. I would rather not be inside. But I have a pre-existing condition. My mother has a pre-existing condition. And I also work from home for the most part. And I would prefer, because I would try. I wasn't always successful, but I would try at least once a month, unless it was very cold, to take a trip to the city or just something to get out of the house to change mm-hmm. up my routine. And it's I don't even have that anymore. I could take a walk around the neighborhood, but that's boring. So why do that?
No, that's why with my walks, I would always ask you to keep me company, because otherwise, yeah, I would sometimes listen to audiobooks, but I'm never really I wish that I could get into audiobooks. I feel that if I could pay attention to them, I would really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really have trouble taking in information auditorily. So it's just a huge pain in my ass. And so, yeah, I'm just walking around and I get bored.
I mean,
I ask you to keep me company.
I mean, I like listening to podcasts. I just feel for reading, a book specifically, I would prefer to I enjoy the act of reading. So it's that's why I mm-hmm. feel audiobooks are hard for me. Because I was listening to that book because B has an Audible subscription because he listens to audiobooks all the time. Mm-hmm. And that one you subscribed, what was it, The Luminous Dead?
Yeah.
I got that because we just happen to have credits. And that's, credit is right there. Why spend extra money getting the book when the credit's there?
Mm-hmm.
But I still haven't finished it. And I feel I got it in April or May.
Yeah, you how long ago?
But I listened to it the most when we were doing the renovations, when I was outside mm-hmm. painting cabinets. I just let it play.
Well, you know what I could do? When I eventually send your Christmas present, I could always just throw my copy in there if you wanted a physical copy to read.
Nah, I'll probably be done.
It's not I need to have it take physical space on my bookshelf.
I hope to be done by Christmas. That's the goal. That's the goal, to be done by Christmas.
I mean, I can't cast stones. I'm sucky at reading now. I don't know. There's so many parts of me that are broken beyond repair. I used to read so much. And now it's I have zero endurance anymore. I fucking can't.
I get that. My issue I feel is, I don't know. I vibe with the broken part because it's I'll start a thing, the premise seems good, and then it's just a slog to try to get through the first three chapters. It's wow, this is boring the fuck out of me. And it's there's a whole bunch of books. They're not all going to be winners, but something's got to stick. I was saying on my Twitter earlier, I can't find my broken Kindle. I don't know, mm-hmm. right after I tweeted about it being broken, it disappeared. It didn't like me talking about it.
Yeah, well, you're going to talk shit. I'm just going to leave. I don't sit here and take this.
I was reading The Three-Body Problem. I am not going to attempt to say pronounce this author's name because I'll massacre it. But, that did not catch my interest until chapter 7. And it's it felt I'm doing an assignment where it's I have to read it until it gets interesting. And it's I hate that shit.
Yeah.
This should not feel like schoolwork. This is supposed to be for fun. And this is not fun for me. And it's it's hard sci-fi. He throws a lot of science terms at you. And it's just, I don't know. I'm realizing both in my writing and my reading, I just want the story. I really don't care about the mechanics of how this mm-hmm. works that much. It's as long as this is not too silly and you don't have a lot of conflicting stuff going on, I don't care. Just give me a story. Just entertain me. Does that make me a fake sci-fi fan?
I just think it makes you a fan of good stories.
There you go.
I don't think that, I think that if the world building is getting in the way of the actual, plot and character development, then it's the balance is off, you know? I'm not here to read, a world compendium of this thing that you've created. I'm here to read the story.
Exactly.
The details of the world building need to serve the story and the characters, not the other way around.
Exactly. That's reminding me because the first 3 to 5 chapters were about this girl. And I'm not going to get into you know, the details of it. But where I am, she's not there at all. And it's like, looking back, I'm like, this whole first part of the book is just, that's the world building. It's like, I feel like where she ends up sets up the what's happening right now where I am. But it's just like, you give me all this stuff about her. It's like, okay, don't care about her though, because it doesn't matter, because we're going to go talk about this other guy now. And it's just like, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
It's like, I feel like you could have like cut this in half, or you could have just had that be a mystery of like what's going on. You know what I mean? Because like, we're going to find out, I guess, in more detail why what she did is affecting what's going on now. But it's like, I could have found out all that stuff about her later on in the book. And this is my this is my assumption, though, because I'm not that far into it. But it's dumb.
For myself, like, I feel that like the troubles that I've had with picking up a book and sticking with it. Like, firstly, I have trouble even choosing books to read. And then, like, secondly, once I've chosen a book, I have trouble finishing it. And the reason for both of those problems is that I can't bring myself to care about anything anymore. Like, it's just, like, I read, like, a plot summary. I'm like, eh, I don't care. And, like, I start, like, reading a book, and I'm just like, I don't care. I don't care what happens to any of these people. I don't care what happens in this story. Like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, I'm not curious. Like, I just have, like I said, there are so many parts of me that are broken now.
I mean, I feel that's partly you, and that's partly just media in general, because a lot of stuff is just, a lot of stuff is just like a slight change of something that already exists. And it's like, I don't feel there's anything wrong with, you know, retrotting paths, as long as you make it, you shake it up a little bit. And like, some people don't even do that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, whatever. You mean this is like the 80 other books that feature like the same kind of protagonist in the same kind of situation, and you're not really doing anything different? Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Totally don't care. During quarantine, I've watched a lot of TV. I mean, I watch a lot of TV in general because I have it on like for background noise while I write.
I don't know how you do that.
I know. You're the weirdo who doesn't like background noise. You're the holdout. It's not me.
No, I don't mind background noise.
It's background noise.
I don't like TV as background noise.
It's the same thing. It's like, it's the same as listening to music.
No, it's not.
Music with lyrics. It is to me. Yeah.
Well, I don't do that.
There you go.
It's instrumental music. It's still background noise. Instrumental music, what is it if not background noise?
It seems more like white noise.
Yeah.
And I don't count that as background noise.
I don't know.
It's like a white noise machine. But I've watched The Witcher 3 times. And I'm about to... Like, during quarantine. I watched it once when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like... Did we watch it during quarantine? Or was that before? That might have been before.
I think it was before. Like, it came out before quarantine, I thought.
It did, and then I watched through, and then I watched it with you, and then I watched it with you twice, but I mean, I feel like the second time was during quarantine.
Yes, definitely. Okay.
And then definitely. With my brother was also during quarantine, so I've watched it twice during quarantine, and I'm about to make it a third time, because there's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to do.
You know what I've started watching, and I just watch an episode while I'm eating on Thai Saturday. Star Trek The Next Generation.
B has started watching that. I think,
really?
I think that's the one. What's just the one with the black captain?
Oh, no, that's Deep Space Nine.
Okay, he's been watching Deep Space Nine then.
No, that's next to my list. Like, I wanted to watch Next Generation first because, like, honestly, like, I have not seen all of the episodes. Like, I would only see, like, an episode here and there when I was growing up, because that was, like, the time, like, before, like, you could just watch episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like you had to either watch the episode when it came out, or you had to wait for it to be a rerun.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you missed it then, like, you were just shit out of luck. So there was, like, a lot of episodes that I missed. And then it was, like, really weird. Like, my dad was, like, a really big fan of the original series, and he hated The Next Generation, and so it was like almost banned in our house.
Why did he hate it?
You couldn't watch it with him around.
Why did he hate it, though? That's...
Huh?
Why did he hate it?
I have no idea. I don't know. Like, he just... Like, he would always talk about the differences between Kirk and Picard. And, like, he didn't like Picard, I guess. So, anyway, I'm rewatching it. Well, watching it, period. Because a lot of the episodes I didn't see because it was banned in our house. But Picard seems like a delight. So I'm just like, what was your problem, Dad?
I was going to say, like, he's definitely in the minority. I feel like people like him, like, a ton. Maybe it's just one of those things where it's like if you like Kirk, you don't really like this guy because he's so different.
But I mean, I like Kirk too. Like, I feel that like there and I like the guy in Deep Space Nine. That is his name. I'm forgetting. Sisko. I like all of them. So I enjoy what each of them brings to the table.
I've seen like bits and pieces, but I really have no real interest in watching it. I don't know why.
Like, I'm not... Star Trek period?
Yeah,
or...
Star Trek period.
Oh, okay.
It's like, I don't have anything against it. It just is a thing that's there, and it just doesn't suit me. Like, I've tried.
Like, what don't you like about it?
The episodes are too long.
You're too long.
This is true. But it's just like, I don't know. They go on forever, and it's like, please get to the point. Like, please give me the payoff for this episode instead of just sitting here forever doing nothing. And that's what happens. They just sit there forever doing nothing.
I think that is happening. Like, I wouldn't characterize what's going... Like, I mean, some of the episodes are a little slow. Like, I'll give you that.
A lot.
No.
Yes.
Just because you don't have, like, 500 himbos running around for you to salivate after doesn't mean that it's slow.
Listen, don't bring that up in here. That has nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with it. Listen, it doesn't. I plead the fifth. It doesn't. Anyway. B was watching it, and it was, like, the most hokey... Like, it was the very first episode, so you know it's going to be bad. But, like, I was unprepared for how bad it was.
The first episode. That one is too long.
He was watching the
and
first
it's,
one.
It's, like, movie length.
It was so bad.
Yeah, no, I just skipped it.
The actor was so hokey and, like, hamming it up. And I was like, please, sir, we don't need all this.
I feel that, like, if you're going to enjoy Star Trek, you have to be willing to settle in for some hokey.
I know, but it's just, I don't know. I feel where I am now, it might be too late for me to start it. I don't have, a nostalgia connection to it. So this is going to be like, eh, this is a thing. This is a thing that I'm just not into.
Too bad, man.
My loss.
It is. Oh my god.
Okay.
Well, okay, so we're talking about pandemic stuff.
We're talking about TV.
Books and then TV.
Okay, so what have your, have you gotten on the pandemic body train? I know we were working out together for a little bit, like, remotely. So it's like, you do your walks, so I guess that's, like, that's something rather than becoming more sedentary like some people have. B was telling me about some article he read. It's like a editorial, like a Medium thing by like some nobody, and it doesn't really matter. And it's like a guy was saying how he's mad that gyms are not open because people are going to be more obese. How much weight are you gaining in 6 months? Like, what kind of life are you living that you could be fit and then you're obese? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you fucking... It's like, if you were serious about your exercise, like, even halfway, it's like, you can find something to do at home. Like, you don't need the gym. Like, the gym is very convenient. And it has, like, stuff that you, like, if you're trying to get a certain look, will help you do. But you don't need the gym to be fit. It's like, how did people stay semi-fit before the gym? Like, come on.
They worked in the fields.
They toiled and suffered. But, like, there were other things, like, in between the fields and now that some people did to not be obese, to not be out of shape.
I mean, I think that, like, maybe, like, a complication could enter in that, like, if, like, because I know for a lot of people, going to the gym is part of their daily routine, in that, like, either they would go before work or after work, maybe they would do it during lunch or something like that. And so it was, like, part of what you did. Like, if you're at home, it's suddenly that routine is disrupted. And so I can see how it might be difficult for some people to prioritize that and fit it in. Like, I mean, we were just talking about how, like, I found it hard to take breaks before, and it's, like, also difficult now because it's, like, I don't have my usual outings with, like, Tara, like, for breaks and lunch and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that, like, if I had been used to going to the gym before work every morning or, like, during lunch every day or something like that, and suddenly that's not there anymore, that it might be difficult for me to keep it up.
No, I get that too. I know it's like partly like a mental health thing. And I know a lot of people are sitting at home going stir crazy. But it's like you are part of one of the most adaptable species on the planet. Get it together. Get it together. It's like it's not going to be easy, but you got to do it. It's like the alternative is to sit here and complain that the pandemic's making you fat. And it's like, no, my friend, you are making yourself fat. Come on.
Well, and also I just like feel that like, so what if you gain like 10 pounds or something like that? Like, are you going to die? it's not that big of a deal. Just like deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, chill out. Like, the world is on fire and we're all dying. Gaining 10 pounds is honestly the least of my concerns.
Yeah, like, it's definitely going to kill your gains. But, like, again, adapt. Deal with it. Just work harder when we are able to go outside again.
Well, like, especially now, it's like I feel, I mean, people can go outside.
But you know what I mean.
Even in, like, the strictest of lockdowns, people were still, like, allowed outside for, like, an hour of exercise or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You, like, take, like, an hour walk or something.
Yeah.
Which, yes, isn't the same as going to the gym and doing all of that, but still it's something.
Yep. I remember, though, like, there was, like, a shortage. I don't know if it's still there of, like, exercise equipment. You could not find a set of dumbbells for anything. There was, like, a basic set that was 1 pound up to, like, 50. And I saw it on Amazon for, like, $800.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is, like, 2 to 3 times what it usually costs.
That's crazy.
It is. And, of course, you got the stupid gougers on Amazon. Like, I really hate Amazon's marketplace thing that they, like, their dynamic that they have. It's, like, you'll search for a thing and you'll find a picture of the item from, like, 5 different sellers. It's the exact same item, different names. Different companies, different prices. It's like, this doesn't make any sense.
Capitalism.
Yeah. And then you got the market. And then you got the resellers. Like, I was looking for a streaming thing, which everybody and their mother is streaming right now. It's like this little device that lets you use a DSLR camera, like makes it easier to use a DSLR camera as a web camera. And they like, the thing costs like $125, $130 normally. But when it was sold out, like people were buying them up. And then trying to resell them for like $300. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, no one needs this thing that badly that they should be willing to pay $300 for that.
Yeah.
And I remember there were no webcams around either. But like you said.
For like their home offices and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, capitalism. People are just fucking nasty.
So what sorts of new pandemic hobbies have you started up?
Honestly, nothing. Despairing. Despairing more frequently. It's like I feel like a lot of stuff I was doing going into the pandemic I had started before, like crocheting. Like I started that over the winter, and it's like I honestly finished up my big project I was doing, and I only like last week tried to crochet something since then. Like I really haven't started anything new.
I really fallen off with knitting too. I don't know why. Well, I mean I do know why. Depression. But it's just like it's annoying because it's like I want to be able to do these things, and I just feel physically and emotionally incapable of doing them.
Yeah. And then it's like if you force yourself, it's like you get a negative association with it. Like I don't want to force myself to do this thing. I just want to do this thing.
I was doing watercolors for a little while.
I remember that. I picked up
folding paper cranes.
That's a good one. I don't even know if this counts. I picked up my guitar once to try to learn again.
Once counts.
I guess. Like, I haven't done it yet again. And it's like, it's sitting there in the corner, like, looking at me, judging me.
Yeah, no, I, like, put my yarn bowl, like, under the table, like, on the, like, the little shelf under there. So that way I wouldn't have to continually stare at it. Mm. Me. Like, well, aren't you a lazy piece of shit? I know.
That's definitely it.
So the other, it's not really like a pandemic hobby, although it has brought me joy during the pandemic, is tending to my plants. That's been very nice.
Oh, that sounds hobby-ish. Pandemic hobby-ish. But I mean, like, typically, you would be at work or you'd be traveling and you wouldn't have the time to spend, to devote to the plants like you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like that's something a lot of people are doing also. Because, like, I got some plants. Like, for the longest time, I didn't want to bring plants in here. Because, like, the lighting situation is really strange. But luckily, Horty, not sponsored, has provided me with plants that are actually living, and I love it. So let's see how long they last. Like that that one I have is called a crispy fern, the first one. That's still alive, and it's grown a lot.
Nice.
The other ones I got from, like, plants.com, which were not even plants that I was supposed to have in here, just they did not thrive at all. Like, we tried a lot of different things, and it's like, nah, we're just gonna die because we weren't taken care of before you got here. And their customer service is crap. It's like B was trying to get in touch with them to tell them, like, yo, you sent me the wrong plant because, like, I picked the wrong plant because your website is broken. It's like, you know how, like, they give you categories and you're supposed to be able to, you know, sort by multiple things? Like, that doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't work at all. And so he was messaging them to let them know that. And they're like, what do you want? You already got your plant, essentially. Like, we already sent you your plant, so we don't have any more customer service for you.
But didn't you get the wrong plant?
Yeah, and they were not going to try to work with us with that at all.
Oh, wow.
It's really trash. Like, I would tell anyone, trying to go to plants.com, do not go to plants.com. Go to heyhorty.com, not sponsored. But yeah, it was really terrible.
I bought a couple of plants just off of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And this was pre-pandemic. Like, I had had them in the office, but, like, the lighting situation in the office is really bad, too. Like, it's just, it doesn't get, the most light that it gets is still not very much light. And then, like, the rest of the time, it's fairly dark in here.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember. But it's, like, my building is up against that other building.
Right.
And so it's, like, that blocks light. And then, the way that it is, like, the sun, like, never, like, shines in directly on this side, and so all the light is indirect, and so those plants that I got from Amazon, like, I tried keeping them in here, and they just weren't doing well at all. Like, it was, like, sad business, and so I repotted them and I put them out in the kitchen where it gets lots of light, and they are loving it.
Nice.
They're having a good time.
Nice.
It's sad because it's like, I would love to be able to put lots of plants in here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be really fun, but I'm just not. Like, I like look for plants that are low light, mm-hmm. but I'm always like, what light do you really mean?
Like how low?
Thrive in darkness. And then I was thinking, like, well, maybe I could get a sun lamp or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be my suggestion.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, the plants would like that. I would not like that. I actually rather like my office being dark. Like, I like the low light situation in here, dull for when I'm working. And so, like,
I mean,
I just wouldn't like having a sun lamp in here.
I mean, you don't have to have it on all the time. Have it on when you're not in there.
Yeah, I guess that would be like in the evenings and at night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe. I'll think about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's always been my dream, to live someplace with lots of light so I could have like a ton of plants. I don't know if I'm going to get that at any time soon, but having these two little plants in here is nice. I liked the little hanging plant I had that was by my bed. For the length of time that it lived, that it survived. It was a nice little feature. I'm thinking I might just get like a fake plant to put there.
That works. I mean, that's definitely something you can do.
Like, just for the visual of mm-hmm. it and see how I feel about it.
I do have a hanging plant in my bedroom. Grab it. And it is growing. And so I'm hoping that it'll get some nice trailing vines like its sibling out in the living room.
What kind of plant is that?
What do they call it? I don't think that this, it's like similar to this. It's called like pothos.
Uh-uh.
Like devil's ivy or something.
Okay.
Trailing vine sort of plant with kind of heart-shaped leaves.
I'm going to look it up real quick.
I have several of those, actually. Like, I have...
It is called Pothos.
The one in my bedroom. Okay, great. I have the one in my bedroom. Like, it might be a variation of that because, like, it's like there are, like, cousins to that plant mm-hmm. that are... They look incredibly similar, and I'm honestly not sure what the difference is. But that's the same kind of, like, family that they're in.
Yeah, like this... this website, Bloomscape, they have like a Pothos collection and they give you like a couple different kinds.
Yeah, so it's like I probably have like different variations of them, but it's in that same family. I have the one in the bedroom, I have two out in the living room, and then I have I had three that were in the office. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that were not doing well, so now they're in the...
I like this place. I may have to get from here. If your plant dies within 30 days, we'll replace it for free. Customer service. That's how you do it. Plants.com. I'm never letting it go like that. That was the worst customer service I've gotten in a long time. And I've had to deal with Sally Mae.
I'm getting close to paying off my student loans, man.
Congratulations.
I'm excited.
Big congrats.
It's only been like 10 years. It's been on deferment, you know, because of the pandemic, mm-hmm. but I've kept up with paying it. And so I've really been able to cut a nice chunk into the principal, which I realize this is an incredibly boring topic for like everyone in the universe, but I'm excited about it.
2020 is so fucking crazy.
Yep.
This actor that was in a bunch of Spike Lee movies just was randomly murdered last night.
Oh, Jesus.
Thomas Who? Jefferson Byrd.
I'll His send name you. Sounds really familiar.
It did to me too. Like looking at him, I don't recall him. I'd have to see him like in the movie. He looks like a relative of mine. Did you hear about fucking Rick Moranis?
Did he like get beat up or something?
He got punched in the head. Just like some random asshole just walking around punching people in the fucking head.
Was the random asshole like on drugs or something?
No. Just a malicious piece of shit. Like it's a series of attacks. Mm. And then everyone wants to point out that I'm in a, you know, an anarchist zone for the reason. But it's like stuff like that happens a lot here. Like even before more recent things with people talking to cops and what, I mean, you know, the whole stuff going on with cops and whatnot. Like that kind of thing continued to happen. Like this isn't new. Like people mm-hmm. care right now because of, you know, Black Lives Matter and all the attention that's getting. Yeah. But like all these people in the Midwest talking about all this stuff, like they don't care at all. Like get out of here.
I just want November to be over.
Same. Just get it over with. Rip off the Band-Aid. It's honestly a source of like simmering stress in the background for me.
The election?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's like, what do you do? What am I going to do? If this goes tits up, maybe.
Yeah, it's just like, I feel like I can't have any hope.
True.
Like there are so many things that I know I've forgotten that happened.
The news cycle's been nuts.
Like Taryn and Christian and I were just talking last night, like, the debates were this week.
Yep. It feels like a month ago.
It's just like, what?
Yeah. It feels like so long ago. What is happening? Like, things are just, like, comboing up like crazy. Everyone talked about, you know, like, oh, it's not new. Terrible things happen all the time. It's like, yeah, but, like, not this close together. Not this close together.
Yeah, like, don't try to normalize this. Like, I can't fucking survive if this is... gonna be the new normal,
right?
Like the only thing that's helping me get through all of this shit is that I'm hoping that eventually things will calm down a little and it won't feel that like I'm on a runaway freight train. Mm-hmm. It's like if everything's just fucking insane for forever now, then just fucking let me off.
Agreed.
Like I'm done.
Agreed.
You've just listened to We Are Disappointed. Intro music is Feels Bad by Strong Suit. Outro music is Decisions by Dream Heaven. You can find them on the Free Music Archive and Pixabay. If you have something that disappoints you, you can send us a line at We're Disappoint on Twitter and Instagram, or our website at WeAreDisappointed.com, and we can be disappointed together in future shows. Thanks for listening.